producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Live, and you can join us here, everything from micro pigs to college students who are not able to take care of themselves in shocking ways, calling the college and their guidance department, basically the counseling services department, when they've been called a bitch by a roommate or when they saw a mouse in their off-campus apartment. These are just two examples of the overprotected mentality of a lot of people in this country and what it is leading to in the young people, which is the lack of responsibility, the lack of being able to take care of oneself. And joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Brian Henchy.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number for you is 855-453, and you're still welcome to call in on the college subject. I've actually got a few more words from freerangekids.com to sort of bring this back around. And then on the way, there's news about the right to die. It is expanding, and I'd like to know if anybody out there thinks it's a bad thing. Shouldn't people be able to kill themselves? And if you truly own yourself and that you are your own person, shouldn't you be able to end your own life legally? Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733, or Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. The author here over at Free Range Kids is Peter Gray. He is a psychology professor and the author of Free to Learn. And there was a meeting recently at the school at which he teaches in order to discuss the problem with college students, decline in resilience, a decline in their resilience, their personal resilience, from being able to just handle life being thrown at them. Another point that they made here is that Gray's College is hardly the only institution that's worried about this. He quotes the author of a recent piece in the Chronicle of Higher Education, Robin Wilson, who wrote, quote, "Increasingly, students and their parents are asking the personnel at our institutions to be substitute parents. Huh. There is also the ever-present threat and reality of lawsuits. When a suicide occurs or a serious mental breakdown occurs, the institution is often held responsible."
And sure, I mean, you know, what's the last staff member that interacted with this kid could be the one that, you know, they're giving them a bad grade or whatever might be what the complaint is.
Did you hear about the campus shooting in Oregon or whatever, that they canceled classes until October, I think it was 12th or 14th?
I did not hear that.
They canceled class for like 2 weeks or a week and a half, whatever, because of the
supposed
shooting.
Grieving or whatever.
I guess so. I mean, but their class, they were only on like day three or four or something, or maybe day two of classes, and they canceled so many days of school. I mean, I think if this happened at one of my colleges way back when, probably classes maybe for 2 days, and then
they shut down the classrooms that it occurred in. But you know, things might go on normally with maybe some counseling if people needed it.
Now that I think about it, when I was in middle school, there was a kid who did commit suicide, and I think we
at school or off campus.
It was off campus. Okay. Yeah, off of school, and I think classes were canceled for I don't even think classes. No, they didn't cancel classes at all.
I remember there, when kids died, when I was in school, they'd always have some sort of counselor available in case somebody wanted to go talk to them or whatever, but they never canceled the entirety of school.
Yeah, I think pretty much what ended up happening was that all the, most of the kids did not go to school the next day, but they still had classes, and if they had enough kids to hold the class, then they had the class. But
well, I say, you know, the learning should go on.
Yeah, yeah.
Never would passes for it.
Life goes on as insensitive as life is.
So Gray concludes, "In previous posts, I have described the dramatic decline over the past few decades in children's opportunities to play, explore, and pursue their own interests away from adults. Among the consequences I've argued are well-documented increases in anxiety and depression and decreases in the sense of control of their own lives. We have raised a generation of young people who have not been given the opportunity to learn how to solve their own problems. They have not been given the opportunity to get into trouble and find their own way out, to experience failure and realize they can survive it, to be called bad names by others and learn how to respond without adult intervention. So now, here's what we have. Young people, 18 years and older, going to college, still unable or unwilling to take responsibility for themselves. Still feeling that if a problem arises, they need an adult to solve it. But I don't blame parents, or certainly not just parents, says Gray. Parents are in some way victims of larger forces in society, victims of the continuous exhortations from the experts about the dangers of letting kids be, victims of the increased power of the school system and the schooling mentality that says kids develop best when carefully guided and supervised by adults.
It does seem like that. It seems like the parents are constantly getting told, intervene, intervene, intervene.
And victims of increased legal and social sanctions for allowing kids into public spaces without adult accompaniment. We have become, unfortunately, a helicopter society. If we want to prepare our kids for college or for anything else in life, we have to counter all of these social forces. We have to give our children the freedom, which children have always enjoyed in the past, to get away from adults so they can practice being adults, that is, practice taking responsibility for themselves.
Working on fairness, a variety of things that kids are going to have to figure to some extent for them or another to, for themselves.
Yeah, I thought it was a great piece. Again, freerangekids.com. You can go there. It's one of the blogs that that I subscribe to. There's always really interesting content there. So what are some ways that you can counter these social pressures? I mean, as a parent, the news isn't going to change for you. They're going to keep reporting the scary stories, and the so-called experts, unless they happen to call in Lenora Scanese or this Peter Gray guy, the experts on TV are going to be talking about the fear factor and, you know, keep your kids safe and all kinds of fear-mongering. So how do you counter that as a parent?
Well, I would say that the first things that you would consider is to let your kids try some things on their own. I don't mean force your kids necessarily to try things on their own. There are things they want to try on their own. I'm not suggesting chainsaw juggling. But, I mean, there's other things that we can look at here that are something less dangerous than chainsaw juggling. And then
I would let my child juggle. No.
And then start, how about a hedge trimmer?
Right. And then start looking at, encouraging them to do things on their own. Because if kids can't play together, one thing I find myself doing is when Jack's playing with other kids, is I'll be, half listening or whatever. I hear my son, I don't really care about those other kids, what they're doing. And when I hear my son sort of being unfair in the way that he's treating somebody else, I'll be like, hey, maybe we could go about doing things this way. And today, I was, a friend was over, a friend's child was over, he and his wife, he wasn't there. His wife was hanging out with my wife, and I just noticed that the kids were playing together. I didn't particularly like the way that Jack was playing the game, and I was just trying to tell him to be more fair or whatever, and then after a while, the kids seemed to be taking advantage of Jack not being sort of as aggressive as he could be in the way they were playing, and then I'm like, I don't like the way the other kid's playing. I should just butt out of this because I'm not helping at all. So I went downstairs and got out of there.
And it worked out.
Whatever. I mean, they both lived. They'll be fine. So if they don't hate each other.
If you want to share your thoughts here, you can join us and tell your story, especially if you've encountered these parents, these helicopter parents. If you've been at a school, for instance, at a college, and you've encountered these students that are acting like their children, you want to share your story, you're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I can understand that society can be overwhelming at times, and it's frustrating seeing some of the ridiculousness, but is ending your own life the way? Is it the solution? Well, now you can apparently legally do so in California. And, Brian, I don't know if you have that story pulled up. If not, I can pull it up over here.
But yeah, I got it.
You had told me that there's news in California. And, of course, Washington State, I believe, was first to do the right to die with the Jack Kevorkian situation, if I'm recalling correctly. Didn't Oregon also legalize right to die? Does anyone know?
Yeah, Oregon's been right to die for a long time.
Well, wasn't it Washington State that
I thought it was Oregon.
Okay, I'll have to look. You might be right about that. I think you might be right. But now California's on board. Brian, you want to tell the story?
Sure. So this is from People.com that Brittany Maynard was trying to get. She had an issue. We're running out of time.
Well, we'll talk about it here. Our toll-free number, we're never out of time completely because we do a show 7 nights a week. But we've got time for you if you want to join us here. Plenty of that. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can chime in here on Skype. Skype username is LRN.FM. Shouldn't people be able to decide to end their own lives? It's Free Talk Live.
Money, power, and respect are all yours at CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com. Be seen as an industry leader. You can do it. The last application you filled out when it was time to hit submit, did your nerves spike? You didn't get the approval you seek. But there's a better way. We teach you exactly what to place into the right systems the right way the first time so you get approved. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many people will get cash on the spot. Use those two tools in your new corporate credit engine so you can walk into the bank and get your project funded today. It's all about today at CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com. Credit Success Secrets Revealed is explosive and ignites instant results. Dial 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719. Or just go to CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can also join us online via Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to contact us. That way you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us here. And online, we've talked about saveatpurse.com. It is a website that you can go to save big time on your Amazon purchases. And, Mark, you just set a record for your household. Isn't that right?
Yeah. My my son had gotten a – he saved up all of his money for a very long time in order – and sold his Thomas the Tank Engine set. He had this whole, you know, tracks and everything. And he just sort of outgrown it. And he wanted to get the Shield Helicarrier Lego set.
Okay.
And this thing's expensive. I'm like, you know.
What are you talking about? How much?
$350. Yeah, it's one of these big sets, and it's made for like a 14-year-old to put together.
Oh, wow.
I told him, I'm not going to touch it. I did actually help him with a little bit of gearing. It really has gearing. Like,
wow.
It, you know, like you spin this crank and it turns some engines or whatever. I helped him get that exactly right. But other than that, he put the whole giant thing together. But we had gotten it on purse, so there was a savings of like 20%, and 20% off $350s, you know, some money. And so he had some money left over from having saved this $350. So I suggested that we get put a bid in on something while he waited to build up to this next thing he wanted. Just put in a bid on this next thing you want, and then we can sort of increase your bid as time goes by. So the first thing we put it in on was what he had left over, and he got a 40. Just somebody picked it up. We had no expectation it was going to happen. 45% off of the Marvel Quinjet from the movies. It was Lego.
Mm-hmm.
And he got it, just showed up in the mail. We didn't even know it had been picked up, and it showed up today, and I suspect it's together at this point.
Well, normally you'll know because Purse will send you emails. You said hadn't checked your email or something like that?
I don't check. It's not my job.
I see.
Yeah, this is something that Laura handles, and she doesn't check her email nearly as often as I check mine.
So you go to saveatpurse.com and 45%. Now, you're not going to get that filled usually immediately. It took you, a few days?
Yeah, a few days, but surprisingly quickly.
Yeah, I got 40% off of Blu-ray, and it took maybe 3 or 4 days there. So the higher the percentage discount you want, the longer it will take to fulfill, if it fulfills. Like, I tried 50% on something once and it didn't happen, so I had to lower it. But the average buy through saveatpurse.com is 20% savings off of Amazon, and that alone is nothing to turn your nose up at. And, you know, if you put 20% out there, that thing is going to get filled within hours of when you place the order. So go check it out. It's really easy to learn. It does require Bitcoin. That's the catch here.
Get some Bitcoin.
That's how you get these deep discounts from Amazon, is you have to pay with Bitcoin, and you do it through saveatpurse.com. Go to saveatpurse.com and start saving. Why not? There's no reason not to do this. It works very, very well.
Yeah, you want to save 45%.
Now, Brian Hinchy is here with us. He brought a story in tonight from People Magazine about the right to die. It's expanding. We actually probably have about as many right to die states now as legal marijuana states, as a matter of fact. And the story is about a young lady who has gone ahead and taken her own life, Brittany Maynard.
Yep, in California. And she was beautiful, by the way.
Absolutely.
You see the picture, she was stunning. But anyway, she had been diagnosed with terminal brain cancer in 2014. And she was 29. She lived in Alamo, California with her husband. And they actually moved to Portland, Oregon, in order to access their Death with Dignity Act, so she could assisted suicide.
Yeah.
Right. So so recently it was passed in California, and Governor Jerry Brown signed it into law. And so it was 1 year to the day that Brittany Maynard launched her online campaign to make Death with Dignity available nationwide. Governor Jerry Brown signed it into law in California. So, sorry, I love Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
Nothing wrong with a good accent.
I like him better as an actor.
California, yeah. So I think my thing with this, and I personally, like, so we were talking about calling up suicide hotlines earlier in the first hour of the show. And, I tend to think of suicide as being a horrible, terrible thing for somebody to do. And that's under the assumption that it's being done irresponsibly.
Someone who's not terminally ill, somebody who's just like, I hate my life.
Right, and they just blow their brains out or whatever. If you have, especially if you have kids, and, you know, you have responsibilities like that, it's very irresponsible to take your own life. However, in a circumstance with this, if you're diagnosed with a terminal illness, you're going to die. If you take care of your situation, meaning like, you know, have all the paperwork done, who's going to get your property after you die, say goodbye to people, you don't leave a huge mess behind. I think typically when people commit suicide, it messes up. Like the person who had the problem, they're gone.
Yeah,
but they've
created
now,
a big mess for
they've
everybody
now
else.
Transferred their problems
to everyone
to
else.
Everybody that they knew and cared about them. So here it is that
can you tell me some of these problems that you might be imagining that they would be transferring to other people? Because I can certainly see, you know, a big bloody mess in the living room. There's a problem.
How about having to clean up a business or some other kind of loose end that they left out there and unpaid mortgage
but
or
like
whatever?
But like those people who are left behind who cared about this person.
Kids they were taken care of?
Who are left there saying, God, I wish I knew because I cared about this person and I wanted them to live on. And
yeah, usually it's
oh
very abrupt. They didn't see it coming.
If you tell them you're going to commit suicide, then they're going to have you institutionalized. This is one of the difficulties with the scenario.
I mean, like Robin Williams, when he committed suicide a while back.
The world
back,
grieved. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. And to think, you know, here it is that somebody has this big problem that they're dealing with, and he had dealt with depression and whatever, all sorts of issues for a long time. And, you know, as long as he took care of his affairs, made sure that his kids were all set, did all the paperwork, and, you know, at least gave people a chance to say goodbye. I mean, at the end of the day, you own your own life. Mm-hmm. But if you leave a big mess behind,
that's why people call it selfish.
Tie up all the loose ends and whatever, then that's incredibly irresponsible and selfish. It's incredibly selfish when people commit suicide most of the time. But in a situation like this, you have terminal brain cancer and you're going to die. I mean, the
painfully, likely.
Yeah, it's going to be a horrible death. I had my aunt in my family. She had COPD. She had a bunch of issues. She basically went to a hospital in March of last year and did not go home ever again.
How long did they keep
treat
her in the hospital?
They thought they were going to treat her for like a few days or a week, mm-hmm. and she ended up going between all these rehab centers, whatever. But the long story short is that, like knowing what we knew in hindsight, whatever, it probably would have been better if she was able to avoid like the 6 or 9 months of suffering.
And what's that cost, by the way? I mean, nine months under permanent care, you know, you're in a facility every single day, 24 hours a day. Somebody's going to pay that bill, and it's likely going to be her, which means she'll have less.
Taxpayers.
Yeah. But let's presume she had the money. You know, if she's expending her life savings just trying to keep herself alive for 6 to 9 months in this sort of dire state, you know, then she dies anyway. That leaves less for her grandchildren and her children as far as the will is concerned.
Life is a terminal illness.
You can join us here. Actually, there's a quote in this story from Tim Rosales, spokesman for Californians Against Assisted Suicide. So I really want to know what the opposition had to say about this. What is it that, you know, why would you oppose somebody's right to take their own life? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us online. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Online option for you is Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And again, that toll-free number, 855-450-3733. If you are against assisted suicide, I want to hear why. Now, I do have the list of supposed facts from the Californians against assisted suicide. We can go through what they have to say about it, but I also would love to hear from you. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Brian Henchy.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can, if you need to, let's say you need to get a will, you can go to LegalZoom.com.
You need the paperwork then.
Somebody's got to do that for you. Why not do it yourself through LegalZoom.com and save big time compared to actually hiring an attorney? You can actually save even more by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, over at LegalZoom.com. And it's not just wills, it's patents, it's trademarks, it's incorporation. LegalZoom.com, code FTL, saves $10 off your order. So, Brian, you just told us about the story from People.com, the good news that California, now the fifth state to legalize your ability to take your own life through an assisted suicide kind of situation, terminal illness, etc. Now, there's opposition to this, and they are embodied by the Californians Against Assisted Suicide. Tim Rosales, their spokesman, actively opposed the bill, saying that they are considering their options. He says, "This is a dark day for California and for the Brown administration. Governor Brown was clear in his statement that this was based on his personal background. The governor's background is very different than that of millions of Californians living in health care poverty without that same access. These are the people and families potentially hurt by giving doctors the power to prescribe lethal overdoses to patients.
I mean, it is a bit of a slippery slope, though, right?
Is it?
I mean, what if you have somebody who's not totally mentally capable of understanding what it is that they'd actually potentially be doing, or you just have somebody who's feeling very depressed, and it's not that they, it's not like they're going to die that soon, that they could have a quality of life for quite a while, but they're just feeling very depressed.
Are you suggesting that there would be an unscrupulous doctor who would just all willy-nilly suggest suicide as a solution?
Are there unscrupulous doctors?
There are, but if the doctor was truly unscrupulous, wouldn't he want to keep the patient alive to keep milking them for money?
What if a eugenics organization comes into play and says, you know what we need? Not eugenics, may not be the right term. Just some of these people that believe this overpopulation on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
What if one of these organizations decides to fund a doctor who goes around finding people who are having a bad day, right? Like these. I'm just saying, if you want your what ifs, I can come up with your what ifs.
It's none of my damn business.
The next step down the road in sort of legalizing suicide is encouraging suicide. You know what? You're a real drain on your family.
It should be encouraged. Limited circumstances. Very limited.
Well, that's, of course, what the Californians Against Assisted Suicide have to say here in part. These are their alleged facts from their website, noassistedsuicideca.org. Assisted suicide legalization has failed more times than it has succeeded, they say. There have been well over 100 legalization attempts in the past 20 years, yet only 3 states have actually legalized it through legislative or voter action.
I don't think that our political campaign to get suicide legalized is a particularly good argument. Your campaign could fail, is likely to fail, is a good argument for not having the campaign.
Well, I think they're arguing that the social idea that it hasn't been working other places, so you guys should try it as well.
It's argumentum ad populum. This is nobody really wants this, so here's the proof that nobody really wants it. The state legislatures can't work it out.
The abolitionists had a terrible time getting slavery gotten rid of.
Thank God for Republicans.
There you go.
Because Republicans got that through.
Indeed. If assisted suicide is made legal, they say here, it quickly becomes just another form of treatment, and as such will always be the cheapest option. This is troublesome in a cost-conscious healthcare environment.
That's the death panels, right? Everybody's worried about these death panels. So is it cheaper to kill somebody than to treat them? Yeah. Maybe the doctor says, hey, you know what I think the best treatment for this is just get your stuff in order.
Med.
Well, and this the facts here, their supposed facts, presumes, and I guess rightfully so, that it doesn't seem like they're really trying to persuade anyone with this. This presumes that the person reading this is kind of already on their side. Look, here's some facts. You can throw these facts out at your friends and, try to, make an argument or whatever. But they're not really, I don't think this is very persuasive because, to me, if you own your own body and there is an issue with your health, now, how quickly you're going to die from whatever that issue is, I don't think is relevant. Cost is a realistic consideration. And even with a so-called universal healthcare system, which we certainly don't advocate on Free Talk Live because it's, government control of your healthcare, which is a very important thing. And you don't want to put the government in charge of things that are important in life.
Like national security
or any of that stuff.
Pretty good argument. They haven't been doing a very good job with it.
Yeah, no kidding.
You should be able to make these decisions for yourself. And when it comes to your finances, it's not just about you, it's about your family. And it's devastating to a family to have a family member come down with some sort of terminal problem or even a serious illness. And if that family member decides, hey, look, I've had a good life here. I had 2 kids. I had a successful business, and this is not a bright future for me. Whatever, fill in the disease. This is not going to be a good future for me. I'd rather go ahead and end this now rather than force my kids and wife or whoever to take care of me, to wipe my butt when I go to the bathroom, and have to give me the bath that you
sponge bath.
Give me a sponge bath, and go through all this hassle.
Yeah, like
where
SpongeBob.
Where you could be making the world a better place. You know, you could be out there doing the things that you wanted to do instead of taking care of somebody who doesn't even want to be on this earth to be taken care of. Shouldn't they be able to make that decision?
So very, very quick story. George Eastman, the founder of Kodak.
Is it about SpongeBob?
I worked briefly as a co-op for Eastman Kodak. And
what's a co-op?
Co-op. It's when you go to college and you spend time in class, and
an
then part of the year you work full time in your major.
Oh, so you're actually getting paid.
Corporation.
Okay.
Depending on your major. Yes.
Okay. Got it.
So I was working at this Kodak plant and making photographic gelatin. And anyway, that's aside from the story here. But George Eastman, the founder of Kodak, he was very smart. He was an engineer. He had a lot of control over how Kodak was developing its products and whatever, CEO. He found out that he had dementia. He was starting to lose his mind.
Yeah.
It may have been Alzheimer's, but I don't remember specifically.
They're both bad.
But long story short, he got his family together. He got all his paperwork together, had everything out, invited everybody over, whatever, after he said hello and whatever to everybody. He asked them to leave the room, and then they heard a gunshot. And
wow.
And he took his own life. Now, this guy was a guy who had hundreds and hundreds of trees in his orchards that he had on his property up in upstate New York, and he was starting to lose his mind.
Yeah.
And he did not want to be out of control of not, you know, being able to do the day-to-day stuff.
You become
and be able
a
to
burden.
Lose your mind.
You right. become a burden on your family.
When you want to live your life a certain way and you cannot live that
right.
way, I mean,
why would you want to stay around?
Why would I want Ian Freeman to say, no, Brian Henchy, you have to stay alive
and be crazy for the next 20 years
You've
or
lost
10
your
years
mind, but I want you to be a cattle in a pen somewhere.
That's it. You know, you sit in this assisted living facility and, you know, they spoon feed you when it comes down to the very end.
And waste away.
I just went today to see a friend in the nursing home. I go to see him generally weekly, and he... this guy's brilliant. He's a brilliant composer, you know, really smart guy. Love to talk to him. But he's having some memory issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see that it frustrates him greatly. Now, I'm not suggesting how his life go from here on out, but I do know that he spends time with a lot of people who are not nearly as well off mentally as he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only imagine what it might be like.
It can't be good for you.
To be in the circumstance where you feel, you know, your memory's going. I know what it's like. My memory's going now. But you know what it's like for him? You know, he's 85 or however old he is, and, you know, is slipping a little bit, and he sees these people around him that are same age, sometimes younger, sometimes mm-hmm. older, that are in much worse shape. What must that be like? What are the pressures like?
If you want to share your experience, your thoughts, get some more points here, the facts, alleged facts from the Californians Against Assisted Suicide, maybe they can talk me out of this, but I think that you should be able to do this if you want, and you should be able to decide at any point to end your life. 855-450-FREE. I do like Brian's suggestion. You should do it responsibly.
Responsibly.
But, you know, if you can't do it legally, then you end up with a gunshot like the Eastman story you were telling us about. It's Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here in these remaining moments. We have enough time for you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Also, we've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Going through the list of supposed facts, according to the Californians Against Assisted Suicide, because it's hard to dig somebody up who's willing to actually come on the radio and say, you know, within our audience, like, oh, who agrees or who opposes the idea that you should be able to end your own life? I mean, I think it's ridiculous that somebody would say you shouldn't be able to take your own life legally. But yet 45 states, it's still completely illegal to do that. Now California has become the fifth state to legalize assisted suicide. I think it's a good news. I think it's great news.
How do you enforce that law, by the way? How do you enforce? No suicide!
If you fail, you go to...
No suicide!
If you fail at suicide, you get arrested.
Yeah.
It's attempted suicide to crime.
You. I don't think that there's two... where is this? Do you have an instance? Because I think it's mostly... This is for doctors. That this is a crime that is enforced against doctors. The doctors
sure,
can't
assisting
help
with someone with suicide, yeah.
If
that would
you
be a doctor.
Want to die, probably... I mean, you can pull that off. It's just that most people want it done by somebody else. So it's just a little easier for them, you know, make this easier. Put me out and then kill me or whatever. And that's a lot better than, you know, writing everything down and then pulling the trigger on the shotgun. You know what I mean?
So here's the story, the facts.
Such a depressing topic.
the alleged facts from the Californians Against Assisted Suicide. They're going to try to persuade you here. to join their side. They say that assisted suicide poses a threat to those living with disabilities or who are in vulnerable circumstances. When assisted suicide becomes an option, explicit and implicit pressure is placed on these individuals to take that option.
Yeah, this is a claim of a friend who...
Suicide pushers, so to speak.
Yeah, this is a claim of a friend who's disabled. He has said over and over again he's not for the right to commit suicide, basically because he's of the opinion that people would be trying to kill him off. So, there you go.
But they'd have to get him to agree to it. You know, they wouldn't just murder the guy. They would have to persuade him to agree. Yes, I agree that suicide's my best option.
That's gonna be a great circle of friends. Hey, dude, you should totally kill yourself.
It's rough.
Sounds like 4chan. The safeguards,
new friends,
they claim, in Oregon and Washington have proven to be hollow, as they are easily circumvented. Patients are not required to receive a lethal prescription from their attending physician and can doctor shop, meaning that there's options out there in the marketplace. And why shouldn't there be? Why shouldn't somebody be able to find a doctor who's willing to do this? Because not every doctor would be willing to provide the suicide, right? Like, that's
right.
Not their obligation. They can turn you down as a patient if they're morally...
You hope so, but, at one point on Free Talk Live, we advocated for gay marriages, marriage licenses for gay people. I'm sure that what wasn't going through my head was that they're going to force Christians to make wedding cakes for them.
Yeah, no, I see.
So, once you legalize suicides, then does every doctor that doesn't believe in suicide now have to provide it? This is one of the problems with advocating for liberty for people, is that once they get liberty, then they're ready to, they got the whip of tyranny in the other hand for the other guy.
That's not the problem with liberty, it's the problem with the government existing and the state as we know it that is out there giving
the
people the opportunity.
Just people, and people want to terrorize those that they disagree with.
Well, it is a problem with people wanting to control the lives of others, and as long as that's what they want, they can't have liberty. If you want to control the lives of some other people, then you yourself can't be free.
Sadly, we are a ways from that.
It's not a problem with liberty at all. This is a problem with the litigious society that we have. People should be able to get married without the state's involvement at all. There's no reason for the state to be involved in marriage.
Well,
but it is, and so you get consequences from that.
I would argue that the state does have an interest because every state wants to continue. And if you don't have more people, families theoretically create children.
You're saying the state's interest is to keep suicide illegal?
No. The state's interest is to keep the society present to so it doesn't just die out. So to have more children to keep that society going,
certainly,
the state would have an interest to keep the number of people increasing.
Yeah, that's true. More tax cattle for them to extract
that too.
Wealth from.
Yeah.
6-month diagnoses are arbitrary standards, says the Californians Against Assisted Suicide. Nothing prevents these laws from being expanded to include individuals with longer prognoses or people suffering, they put that in quotes, from other illnesses or disability. The longest and most studied examples of assisted suicide laws in Europe provide evidence for the expansion argument. So the idea being that, I guess the proposal, I'm presuming, inferring from this this list here, the proposed law that is now the law in California requires a 6-month diagnosis, meaning the doctor would have to proclaim that you will die within 6 months in order for you to be able to access the assisted suicide.
There's a lot of terminal illnesses where somebody might suffer for longer than 6 months.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Well, that's what they're saying here, Mark, is they'll start at 6 months and then it'll just expand from there and give people 5 years and they'll be able to kill themselves.
What about power of attorney? I have signed over power of attorney at a point in my life, to allow my mother to make signatures for me and that sort of thing. Many times you'll have unhealthy people, turn over power of attorney to a loved one. Will that loved one be able to make the decision as far as when your suicide occurs?
That's a good question. I think they should be able to do that if you want to grant them that ability.
I can tell you there's a, I had an aunt who had Alzheimer's, like the kind where you're there wandering the street sort of Alzheimer's.
My grandfather had that.
She hung around for a couple of decades like this.
Hospital bill there?
She was staying at home.
The nursing home bill.
There were people, I have no idea, they were rather wealthy. They had in-home nurses and that sort of thing. Her husband, who was older, was lucid, but having to deal with this situation.
Yep.
I can tell you there's people in the family, perhaps not as emotionally attached as her husband was, there was like, what would be better is if this lady was gone.
Hmm. And they say here in their next alleged fact here at the Californians Against Assisted Suicide, quote, nothing in the Oregon or Washington laws can protect from explicit or implicit family pressures to commit suicide or personal fears of being a burden. And I wouldn't want to be a burden on anybody. I wouldn't want to, you know, put my friends or family in a situation where, you know, I was all they had to deal with all day long. You know, if they couldn't afford to hire somebody.
I'm just
to...
sitting up here thinking, you are all I have to deal with all day long.
you are 3 hours a night
advocating for Ian to commit suicide.
I wouldn't want him to go on like this, Brian. I just don't want him to go on like this.
I don't think that there's, I don't think there's a problem with someone feeling like they're a burden on their loved ones, because you are probably a burden on your loved ones. So end it.
It's ugly, but I do want to say very quickly, Jack Kevorkian, of course, he's probably the most well-known suicide advocate. That's a guy that at that time, this is before I got into libertarian thinking and whatever, he's a guy that I very much disagreed with. But in hindsight, you have to give him so much credit for absolutely standing up for what he believed in.
He went to prison, right?
He went to jail to be willing to sacrifice his own freedom for what he really believed was a right that people should be able to have, and that individuals should be able to make that decision for themselves. So
yeah, that's a real.
Yeah, certainly.
There's a couple more points here. Oregon's data on assisted suicide is flawed, they claim, incomplete and disorganized. The state does not investigate cases of abuse and has admitted that they cannot determine whether a physician-assisted suicide is being practiced outside of the framework of the Death with Dignity Act. And why should they be able to know? It's none of their damn business between you and your doctor. It's none of the state's business what is happening in your hospital room or in the doctor's office. Is it?
Well, now with Obamacare, now it certainly is.
And it's, well, that's a good point,
we
right?
We prescribe suicide. Suicide for you, it's...
Well, yeah. That's where things get kind of scary, right? Like, if it's out of your hands, then that I would have a problem with, right? If, like, suicide is imposed upon you, that's not really suicide anymore, right? That's murder. But they also point out here, they claim that under the Oregon or Washington laws, there are no requirements that family be notified when an assisted suicide prescription request is made. And why should they be? It's none of their damn business either, unless you want them to know about
it. Well, what about the father of a, if a woman's pregnant and the father of the child has no idea that the woman wants to go get an abortion? What about something like that?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a nice thing to let the dad know, but I'm of the opinion that it's completely within the woman's control to make those.
The reality is that it is. Yeah. I think that there's a good argument that that child was created together, and you know, shouldn't you have some information on that?
It's a nice thing to do, but again, it's your own personal medical business. It's your body. It shouldn't be anyone else's business unless you want to share it with them. And I think that's definitely the truth when it comes to the suicide law. Because, you know, you start mandating that all family members be given information about the fact that you want to kill yourself, and then all of a sudden they make a huge deal out of this.
If I give power of attorney to somebody else and they, you know, tell the doctor that they want to have me killed, do they have to notify me?
You figured that out. We're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow night. Brian, do you have a website or anything like that you can
Just follow me on Twitter, at Brian Henchy, H-E-N-C-H-E-Y. Thanks for having me on.
Perfect. Thanks for being here. It was great. Free Talk Live. See you tomorrow night.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com. If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.